Medical research has finally found what's right about nitrite, a molecule of salt in the bloodstream that's long been thought to have little useful function. Dr. Mark Gladwin and Dr. Richard Cannon of the National Institutes of Health have found that nitrite actually increases blood flow, and they write in a forthcoming journal article that nitrite therapy might actually be used for patients with heart disease or with sickle cell anemia. Dr. Gladwin joins us, and I wonder, Mark Gladwin, first, if you can explain to us what nitrite is and where it occurs.
Nitrite's a small molecule circulating in our blood, and up to this point is thought to be an inactive metabolite or waste product of the reaction of a gas molecule produced in our bloodstream called nitric oxide with oxygen.
And all this time we've thought it's there, but for no particular benefit. You found it actually helps blood flow faster. How does it do that?
Exactly. So in the studies that we completed, we actually infused nitrite into the forearm of normal volunteer subjects at the clinical center and found a remarkable increase in blood flow associated with the nitrite infusion. And what we found is that nitrite is converted in the body to another molecule called nitric oxide gas. Now, nitric oxide was previously considered just to be an air pollutant or something present in cigarette smoke. And about 20 years ago, it was discovered that nitric oxide is a very important blood vessel dilator. So what it does is it opens up blood vessels and increases flow through these blood vessels. So nitrite will be converted in the body to nitric oxide.
You infused your test subjects with nitrite, but we also might ingest nitrite from some foods.
Not only can you ingest nitrite from food, but nitrate, another molecule, can be converted by bacteria on the back of our tongue to nitrite. And that is part of a cycle to make nitric oxide in the stomach, which actually increases stomach blood flow and protects our stomachs from injury and bacterial colonization.
So it's conceivable for people who suffer from lack of blood flow in a variety of ways that if they had more nitrite in their system, this could be treatment for them. That's what you're theorizing.
Yes, in fact, we have a number of studies targeting this. One of the elegance of the nitrite chemistry is that nitrite will react to form nitric oxide only in areas of the body where oxygen levels are low. So it preferentially increases blood flow and delivers more nutrients and oxygen to regions of the body with low oxygen. So we think this would be ideally suited for diseases like heart attacks, sickle cell disease, and high blood pressure in the lungs.
When I hear about nitrite in the body, I think of hot dogs or eating salami or something like that. This is one way of getting nitrite into the system.
Yes, it's very interesting because leafy green vegetables, spinach, lettuce are loaded with nitrites and nitrates. Hot dogs are loaded. It's used as a preservative there. In fact, the chemistry that happens in the human body is very similar to the chemistry that occurs with curing meat and in hot dogs. But in fact, when we eat leafy green vegetables and hot dogs, we are ingesting a lot of nitrite, and it remains to be determined whether that has any effect on our blood flow regulation.
We don't know that yet. So we don't know yet whether the hot dog is indeed the self-correcting food that both clogs your arteries and pushes the blood through them faster at the same time.
We don't know that. And I think the NIH would be much more willing to sponsor a trial of lettuce than hot dogs.
Well, Mark Gladwin, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Mark Gladwin, who along with Richard Cannon and also Alan Schechter at the National Institutes of Health were the main authors of the article Nitrite Reduction to Nitric Oxide by Deoxyhemoglobin Vasodilates the Human Circulation. It will appear shortly in the journal Nature Medicine.